Eating Chocolate Ice Cream, reading Mayakovsky. Since I've decided to revolutionize my life, how early it is. It is 8 o'clock in the morning. Well, the pigeons were up earlier. Did you eat all your egg? Now we shall go for a long walk. Now there's too much winter. I'm going to admire the snow on your coat. Time for hot soup already? You've worked for 3 solid hours. I have written 48, no, 49, no, 51 poems. How many states are there? I cannot remember what is uniting America. It is then time for your nap. What a lovely, pleasant dream I just had. But I like waking up better. I do admire reality, like snow on my coat. Would you take cream or lemon in your tea? No sugar and no cigarettes. Daytime is good, but evening is better. I do like our evening discussions. Yesterday we talked about Kant. Today, let's think about Hegel. In another week, we shall have reached Marx. Goody. Life is a joy if one has industrious hands. Supper, stew, and well-cooked. Delicious. Well, perhaps just one more glass of milk. 9 o'clock, bath time. Soap and a clean, rough towel. Bedtime. The Red Army is marching tonight. They shall march through my dreams in their new shiny leather boots, their freshly laundered shirts. All those ugly stains of caviar and champagne and kisses have been rubbed away. They're going to the barracks. They're answering hundreds of pink and yellow and blue and white telephones. How happy and contented and well-fed they look, lounging on their fur divans, chanting, "Russia, how good you are to us. How good you are to everybody. We want to live forever." Before I wake up, they will throw away their pistols, and magically factories will spring up where once there was a rifle fire, a roulette factory, where once a body fell from an open window. Hurry, dear dream, I'm waiting for you under the eiderdown. And tomorrow will be more real, perhaps, than yesterday.